Rhythmatics diagram. The Schoaf defense. The Schoaf defense is a 9-point defense which has a focus on leaving the rhythmatist with lots of open room to shoot lines of vigor. It eschews the traditional use of circles at the bind points, instead using ellipses, which leave more room open for the drawing of vigor lines. Chalklings with long tethers should be bound to each ellipse. Note the use of two short lines of forbiddance only where absolutely necessary to anchor the defense. The Schoaf is versatile, but is weak against lines of vigor. This is interesting, for the defense is itself good if one prefers to draw lines of vigor. This defense is often used by advanced rhythmatists who specialize in lines of vigor. It is best against a strong chalkling offense. Chapter 16.
By the master,
Fitch breathed, standing just inside the doorway. Beyond was a short hallway that turned right, running a short distance into the room itself. The hallway was filled with broken rhythmatic drawings, circle upon circle of warding, dozens of lines of forbiddance. Joel looked on, amazed by the sheer amount of chalk on the floor.
"This looks like a battlefield," Harding said from the doorway. "I've seen it before. Not with chalk, of course. With men."
Joel looked at him. "What do you mean?"
"It's easy to see,"
Harding said, pointing.
"The Calloway boy drew an initial circle near the doorway, then blocked off the sides with lines so he couldn't get surrounded. When his front was breached, he abandoned that circle, drawing another one behind it, like an army slowly retreating on a battlefield."
"He was good," Joel said. "Those defenses are intricate."
"Yes," Fitch said. "I never had Charles in my class, but I heard much of him. He was supposed to be something of a troublemaker, but his skill was unrivaled."
"The three kidnapped students had that in common," Joel said. "They were the best rhythmatic students in the school." He stepped forward. He could walk over the lines of warding that formed the circles, though the lines of forbiddance at the sides would block him if he tried to go through them.
"Please try not to step on any of the chalk," Fitch said, getting out rolls of paper and settling down to make sketches of each of the defensive lines. "Don't disturb anything."
Joel nodded. There were a lot of small lines and dots that, when he looked closely, he could tell were the remnants of chalklings that had been destroyed. Inspector Harding motioned for his officers to remain outside the room, then edged around Fitch and carefully picked his way through the hallway with Joel.
"There,"
Harding said, pointing to the last circle in the line.
"Blood."
Indeed there was. Just a few drops, like at the other scenes. Joel rounded the defense and whistled softly, squatting down.
"What?"
Harding asked.
"Schoaf defense," Joel said. "A 9-pointer. He got it right on, too."
He reached over, picking up a slip of paper that lay discarded near the circle. It detailed the Schoaf defense. Joel held it up for the inspector.
"Cheat sheet. Even with a pattern, it's hard to do a 9-pointer.
"Poor lad,"
Harding said, taking off his round policeman's hat and tucking it under his arm in respect. He looked back past the line of 7 circles leading out of the room.
"He put up one dusting good fight. Real trooper."
Joel nodded, glancing at those drops of blood. Again, there was no body. Like at the other scenes, everyone assumed the students were being kidnapped, but...
"How did they get him out?"
Joel asked. The others looked at him.
"We had to go through a line of forbiddance at the doorway," Joel said. "If they're kidnapping the rhythmatists, how did they get him out of the room?"
"They must have redrawn the line,"
Harding said, scratching at his chin.
"But it had holes in it, as if attacked. So they redrew it, then attacked it again? But why would they do that? To cover up taking the boy? Why bother? We're obviously going to know he was kidnapped."
None of them had an answer to that. Joel studied the defenses for a moment, then frowned, leaning closer to the broken, ripped Shof defense.
Professor Fitch, you should look at this.
What is it?
A drawing, Joel said. On the floor. Not a arithmetic pattern. A picture.
It was done in chalk, but it looked like a charcoal drawing someone would do in art class. It was hastily done, more a silhouette than a real drawing. It depicted a man wearing a bowler hat and holding a long, oversized cane to his side, tipped down against the ground. The man's head seemed too big, and there was a large, undrawn section on the face, like a gaping, open mouth. It was smiling. Beneath the picture were a few short, hastily written paragraphs. I can't see his eyes. He draws in scribbles. Nothing he does keeps its shape. The chalklings are distorted, and there seem to be hundreds of them. I destroy them, and they return to life. I block them, and they dig through. I scream for help, but nobody comes. He just stands there, watching with those dark, unseen eyes of his. The chalklings aren't like any I've seen. They writhe and contort, never keeping a single shape. I can't fight them. Tell my father that I'm sorry for being such a bad son. I love him. I really do.